I wonder if you want to, with me today, allow God to let the glory come out of you. Let God work a glory in you you didn't know you had. And they say, how can you do this? And you almost become offended by the question of how could you go through this and how could you put up with this? Because my goodness, don't insult me. Don't you realize there's an incredible glory being worked in me, a substance in my very being. A glory that shall afterwards be revealed. That will qualify me to sound like someone who means it and believes it and knows about it. Okay, there's the word strange, there's the word partake, there's the word glory, and then there's this word in verses 15 and 16, the word suffer. Suffer, suffer, suffer. Now, I'm going to talk more about suffering in just a little bit. So we're going to skip over suffer and go straight to verse 16 to our next word, which is ashamed. How many of us get ashamed because of what we have to go through for the glory to be revealed in us? We become ashamed. And then how can God get the glory in that thing? I want to say this to you. If you're going to be ashamed of all you've had to go through to become who God wants you to be, you're not going to get the glory because you'll miss it, because something will be missing inside you. You say, but how can I not be ashamed? I'll tell you here and now, Christ took your shame for you and your suffering, and you'd better decide here and now that you are not going to be someone who is full of shame in your response to life. Let me fly, because I've got places to go. Verse 19, the word commit. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. You now got to commit yourself. You got, I got to commit my life to you. Someone who knows what is right, doing the good thing. And according to the will of God, commit your soul to him in doing good. Say, God, I got to commit my soul to you. Say, I got to commit my life to you in this thing and say, I got to let go. I got to stop fighting. I got to stop striving. I got to stop proving points. I got to stop justifying and just commit my life into your hands and say, God, my life is yours. It's in your hands to do with as you wish. I give it to you. I commit myself to you. Do you realize the depth of that statement? Have you ever come to the place in your spiritual experience where you've laid your life down before God and said, God, this isn't my life. It is yours. I'm purchased with a price. I don't belong to myself, and I commit my entire being to you. I will put my trust in the Lord and be safe, as the psalmist puts it. There is a certain committing of yourself to God as a good God that you must do. Otherwise, you will strive. I want to say something I've noticed over the years that's pretty big and pretty prevalent in the kingdom. Christians striving instead of committing. Instead of committing themselves to God and their lives and their situation, they strive to accomplish, to achieve, to prove the points, to justify, to inform, whatever. They just strive. And the Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men. He says, you in meekness teach those, instruct them, because they oppose themselves in what they say. Oh, they're just proving themselves wrong by that stupid talk. They're taken captive by the devil. And now look at the situation. He speaks of the scenario where there are people taken captive by the devil, and he says, you know, there are folks taken captive by the devil, and I want you to strive to get them out of that captivity, because it doesn't work that way. I want you in meekness to instruct and leave it to me. Isn't that something? Just in meekness, in sweetness, in purity, in love, in trust. As someone who's committed their lives to God, so now I can commit other people's lives to them, to God, and then just instruct them if they want it. If you want the truth, I can give it to you. But I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to strive with you. I'm not going to get up and scream and shout with you. I'm just going to commit you to God and pray for you. But if you want the truth, I can give it, but I'm going to commit you, and as I committed myself. And I'll tell you another interesting point here. You can't commit others until you've committed yourself.
That's true.
Too many people try to commit others. They haven't committed themselves yet. And how can you trust God if others can't trust God for yourself? It's a very important issue.